This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of March 10th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I would say in the studio, but basically in the studio, over Zoom. I've been waiting for this interview for what I'll call a precious child of God who just, the Spirit is all around her. And finally, she was part of our Christmas show. And we've been waiting to get her back on here, Miss Amanda Nolan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my honor and my blessing because I'm the peasant looking up at the castle, and there you are. I mean, you're amazing. I love all the videos you do, the fun times you have. But each and every time you do it, even though you're having fun, whether you know all your Instagram stuff you do, it's about the Lord, and I love that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that. I love doing what I do, and getting to do it for the Lord is even better. So thank you so much.
Well, we didn't cheat on this interview, but like I said, you were part of the Christmas show, and we got to talk off air a lot about that. And as I told Miss Katie Stanford last week, you know, I don't think I've ever met anybody that grew up in Nashville that lives in Nashville. And you are special because you're not very close from home.
No, I'm not.
You know, Philadelphia or Pennsylvania is a long way from Nashville, Tennessee.
It is a little over 600 miles to be exact.
And I know
who's counting.
You know your story that. You left a boyfriend at that time to do what God called you to do. And, you know, it can be tough. There'd be tough days. You know, I know I left my family when I was 19 years old in Houston, Texas, and moved with family here in Alabama. And there are challenges. There are. But he's anointed you. The Lord is watching over you, and he is directing your steps, and you're right where you need to be.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, kind of like we were talking about a little before this, I was saying that I was, you know, it's kind of crazy how feeling homesick can just kind of hit you out of nowhere. And it is tough, but I just know that the Lord has called me here. And, you know, there's been so many moments of grace that the Lord has been so kind to me and just been really, like you said, guiding my steps every single moment that I've been here. Anytime I've felt lonely or afraid or anything, he's been right there to comfort me. And he's brought me so many amazing people, including my amazing roommates, to just be my best friends and go through this life with me. And we build each other up, and it's been incredible. So I know this is exactly where he wants me to be.
Well, amen. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back, Miss Amanda Nolan, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning in the studio over Zoom, Miss Amanda Nolan. Well, Miss Amanda, you know, we've talked about some sad things, being away from family and how tough that is, but then we want to talk about some good things, and that's your music and the talent that God has given you in your voice. When did you know that first you could sing, and then when did you know, well, I'm going to sing for the Lord?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. I have loved singing my whole life. I think it just came from, you know, the era of like, it's so funny. My inspiration back then was like Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, like these, you know, pop stars who were on Disney and Nickelodeon. And I just remember growing up in that kind of era and just being like, oh, I love singing and I want to try it. And I started trying it out. And then I started getting into my local theater, like YMCA's like theater production. And, you know, I started auditioning and I was getting good parts in these musicals. And I was like, hey, maybe this is something I could continue to do. So I think that was the first moment that I realized, like, this is something I could see myself doing. And then at around 11 years old, I started writing music. And that was the moment I solidified, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Singer, songwriter, this is it. And then I became a Christian at around 17. I got saved. And fast forward a few years later, when I was 19, I started getting more into worship and Christian music and kind of learning more about it. And I felt this tug on my heart to go into Christian music. And I remember feeling so like, God, you have the wrong person. It can't be me. I don't know enough about it. I don't know how to write Christian music. And I just really felt God saying, like, just give me your yes, and I will provide everything you need, and I will lead the way, which is exactly what he's done. You know, fast forward to now, he has done more than I ever could have imagined. And so that's, you know, something that can be taken away from my story, is that when you feel God calling you somewhere, sometimes your yes is all he needs for him to catapult you where he wants you to be. So that's how I got started.
Well, amen. We're going to talk about that catapult when we come back. Miss Amanda Nolan right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and in the studio over Zoom, Miss Amanda Nolan. Well, Miss Amanda, we've talked about your life. We've talked about your calling. Let's talk about what you're doing today. You're in Nashville, Tennessee, and I know you're playing. I've seen you. Well, I've actually seen you at concerts with watching other Christian artists, and then playing on your own. How exciting is that? And how busy are you? And what's a typical day for you?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. I, you know, being here about 6 months now, it's definitely a transition from, you know, where I was before and, you know, playing shows every weekend. And then you get here and it's like little fish in a big pond. And, you know, now you've got to fight for these gigs and, you know, fight to get yourself out there. But it's been really amazing. God has opened so many doors for me to be able to play alongside some amazing artists that I've met. You know, a day-to-day kind of thing for me is just working on social media, working on booking, working on new music, writing, production, all these kind of things. Everything you see in my career is driven by me. Everything that's put out has come from my heart and what the Lord has kind of downloaded into my mind and heart and what I want to release. So it's really just trying to find every single aspect of my career and just go full force at it and learn and grow. Learn and grow from the people around me, because there's so much talent around here and so many amazing artists to see and people to learn from. So that's kind of what it looks like for me day to day.
Well, you're special because what you just said, you know, you download what the Lord has given you, and that is cool. And if people would just realize that, like you said, first is yes, Lord, I will. You know, he shows us the way. I mean, he guides us to what we need if we allow him. And if we say yes, he takes us there. But then we have to heed that instruction. We have to get that download and follow it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Amanda Nolan on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and Miss Amanda Nolan, our special guest today. Well, Amanda, your music has taken you into this direction with the Lord, and his word has taken you in a direction. And not to put you on a spot, but to put you on a spot. What is maybe a Bible verse or a story from the Bible, something that you kind of hang on to? It's kind of maybe not your driving factor, because I've learned when I've asked people questions about their favorite Bible verse, it's become the verse of the season of their life. It changes. It's just how God works with us too. How is God's word spoken to you?
Oh, absolutely. God's word is what has saved my life time and time again. You know, my one song, Broken Pieces, that I was the first single I released as a Christian artist, was about my my struggles when I was around 18 years old. I had a severe OCD and anxiety, and it's something that progressed for years and only got worse every year. And I was just holding on to the hope of Jesus that he was going to be that constant for me, that constant peace that I needed. So I would say I do have one verse that, you know, it's, of course it is ever changing, but if there is one that I will always hold on to, that was my lifeline. And it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And that verse itself was just, okay, no matter what is going on right now, that I can get through this because the Lord has a plan for me. And that's really what kept me going. And I thank God every day that I have the word to look to for something that is life-giving. So,
and today we're going to call that the yes verse, because yes, it is. I mean, it really is the yes verse, because he has the plan. It's there. And all we have to do is what you said, Miss Amanda, is say yes.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. We got one more segment. You got time for one more?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back with Miss Amanda Nolan right here on Next Sunday Morning.
This is Amanda Nolan, and you're listening to my song For Such a Time as This.
That's Amanda Nolan on Mix. Well, it's been an amazing interview this morning with Miss Amanda Nolan. I hope you get to know her more. Check her out on social media. Let's see, you are on, well, I know all about you on Instagram, but I'm not a big app kind of person. Where can people, and I say it every week, not to follow you, but not to follow you because they need to follow the Lord, but how can they keep in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. I love that you said that because I think that's a huge thing nowadays is who you follow is really important. So following the Lord is number one. You can check out my music and any of my social media. It's all under Amanda Nolan Music. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, all the things just under Amanda Nolan Music.
Well, amen. Well, do you have time? Can I say a prayer real quick?
I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I sit here in amazement at, we have a cliche here that they break the mold. Well, Lord, you broke the mold with this child. And God, with that, I ask you to protect her, Lord. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless her, to guide her, Heavenly Father. Lord, to put your hand upon her. Heavenly Father, be with her family. Lord, I thank you for that family. Wrap your arms, your hedge of protection, your angels around her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Wow. I don't know, Miss Amanda. There is just something. Wow. I mean, I'm overcome because there's something. Well, I know what it is. It's the Lord in you. And I see it. I see lots of things, but there's just something special about you. And it's not your music. It's not what you post. It's the spirit that is in you. So I know today was a tough day and you're going to make me cry. So you quit crying.
I'm a crier.
But the Lord is with you. And like the Bible says, he does not forsake us. He will never leave us. And you are right where he wants you to be. So you hold on to that. I had a guest last week in the studio that talked about not having faith. And, you know, not having faith is fear. That you either have one of the two. You can't have a little bit of each one. Mm-hmm. And you just live in that faith and that plan that God has just laid out. And you go rock those stages and you sing for him, whether it's 2, 20, whoever's in front of you, you just give it all to him. And he's already done it. I know. So I'm just going to sit back, eat the popcorn and enjoy the show. Because I'm going to watch Miss Amanda Nolan go places that I'll be amazed.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. God is so good, and I owe absolutely everything to him and just want to do this for him and with him.
Yes, ma'am. And we will get you down to the big metropolis of Sylacauga, Alabama. We will. I'll get in touch with you about that. I'm working on some things right now. But want to get you down here and meet my family.
Yeah,
and then maybe you could play in the studio. That would be pretty neat.
I would love that anytime.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. And it's been a joy to me, and I know the listeners have been blessed also.
So much. Thank you for having me. This is such a treat. Thank you.
And I know that I always tell everybody they're welcome back, but you are always welcome back. We may have to get on a schedule just to keep up with what's going on now.
I would love that.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, Miss Amanda Nolan, thank you again on Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.